I'm talking records, record weeks coming out of lockdown. It was insane. And the tip is all about the humble email. Hey docs, Dr. Ryan Ryder here, founder of DC Practice Growth and co-owner of 9 Practices. And I'm filming a series of tips to help you have the best year of your life, 2021. And I'm speaking from experience when it comes to 2020. Many of my students have had the best years of their life in 2020. And that's with having to be shut for over 8 weeks, some of them. We've got students all over the world, Malaysia, Singapore, United Kingdom, Spain, USA, and it's pretty much the same wherever you practice, but slightly different, right? So the tip I'm giving today has pretty much been the single-handedly the most valuable skill set or tip or thing that many of my inner circle members did during lockdown that was made all the difference. I'm talking records. Record weeks coming out of lockdown. It was insane. And the tip is all about the humble email. Many of you rolled your eyes even me saying that. If one more person teaches you about emails, listen right now. Let me give you an example. You know, during business, there's a few stages of business, and one stage that you may or may not have heard of is a stage called, or the definition of it is sudden drop in statistics, and that is what we call like danger. Business is in danger, sudden drop in statistics. And within that phase, below that phase, there's a phase that we talk about within business, and it also is applicable to new businesses or a new person in a new team. And that's like when you're the newbie or the new person in the area, you're kind of invisible. Now, when you're going through danger, sudden drop in statistics, you do not want to go into invisible. So the next strategy I'm going to teach you is all about making sure that you stay forefront of your prospect or customer's mind. And you have to do this aggressively, because if you do this, it'll make all the difference. Now, I'm going to teach you a strategy today. Here's what you're going to do if you're going to lockdown. But even if you don't do lockdown, you should at least be sending your list 2 to 3 emails a week. Many of you go, wow, that's so many. At least one a week. So the strategy is called a Seinfeld email, which is invented or coined or termed by a guy by the name of Russell Brunson. And he is the founder of ClickFunnels, right? And if you read his book, he has this little section in there that talks about how you should send multiple emails a week, or at least, he said actually there's an email a day. But he terms this term as Seinfeld, and it was really an email about nothing. So Seinfeld was a comedy about nothing, and he said he just rephrased it to an email about nothing. So it's an email about what you had for dinner that you're upset about or did like, or what came on the news that you liked or didn't like, or something your child or family member did that you did like or didn't like, or you found was cute, or a lesson you had from it. It is an email just about the ramblings of your day. If you go into lockdown, specifically if you go into lockdown, if you go into some type of sudden drop in statistics, you cannot send enough emails. And for those of you that are going, no, yes, you can, you can't send enough emails. I had many of my inner circle, this is not theory, many of my inner circle members, based on this teaching, sent an email a day for 3 months. An email every single day for 3 months. And it didn't have offers in it. It just had ramblings about thoughts on health and things that people should do and tips and strategies. It's something that you write, you may sit down and write in 20 minutes, a quick little email about something that happened today or a lesson you learned today. I guarantee you, if you do that, what you are preventing is yourself going into invisibility again or become invisible as a business. That's all you got to do, is stay forefront of the person's mind. Now, there's another phase within business to come out of some of the danger areas we had in business. You have to absolutely make sure. I mean, many of our businesses lost, you know, we lost $1.5 million worth of revenue. So did we have to economize? Absolutely, we had to economize certain areas, which was taught to me by many of my mentors, Rich Dad Advisors and Robert Kiyosaki's group and a guy by the name of Blair Singer, who's been one of my coaches for many, many years. He taught me, yes, it's totally okay to economize, except for two things. The reason I tell you to make sure you send as many emails as possible is because there's two areas you do never economize, even in bad economy. You do not economize on promotion and production. So promotion, you promote, because the rest of the planet is in fear. You need to promote and you stand out even more. One more thing happens. Our Facebook ads, our results went through the roof because the rest of the planet was in fear and not spending money on Facebook, which made the adverts cheaper for us, made us reach more people and get better results. Can you believe that? We got better results because everyone else pulled their advertising spend and we upped our advertising spend. because we understand that the only thing you don't economize on is promotion. And then you never economize on production during this period. Production, from a chiropractic standpoint, is you do not minimize opening hours. You do not decrease opening hours. You do not decrease slots. At all costs, now, wherever you can, you have to stick within the rules, wherever you practice in the world. But those two things, if you are looking at cutting down hours, etc., no, 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 no. If you were doing it pre-COVID, you're doing it now during COVID. Do not economize on promotion and production. Those are the biggest killers during these phases when you're trying to come out of danger, when you're trying to come out of sudden drop in statistics. You do not want to become invisible. Promote, produce, and one of the ways you can do that, especially to an existing database, is send especially if it goes lockdown, email a day, 3 emails a week, 1 email a week, whatever you feel comfortable with, and they are conversational emails, and that just wrap up with, oh, and on that note, if you need to get checked, if you need to get booked an appointment, click on this link. And then there's a tag on the link. I'm teaching all this in my upcoming webinar, by the way, on the 16th and 17th. I'm giving a webinar on all these strategies I'm teaching right now, including these email series. I'm actually going to give you the whole cadence for it and give you some so you can copy and swipe and deploy, if you will, in your practice. So I hope this was helpful, but there's just one little thing I'm teaching right now is that when they click on the link, just a hey, and if you found this email helpful, click on the link, get yourself booked. You need your team to know who clicked on the link so you can call them straight away. I'm teaching that strategy and the emails, the follow-up emails, the scripts on the phone, the whole bang shoot. I'm going to teach everything we've done to come out of lockdown and how many of my Inner Circle members are having a record year. So join me on the 16th or 17th. They're 2 webinars, both live. There are no recordings. There will be support material given as a bonus to those that show up. And I promise you, I'm going to be teaching the exact strategies that are helping my students have the best year they've ever had in 2020. That's with them being closed for up to 2 weeks. Talking the highest revenue they've ever had, most new patients they've ever had, most money in the bank they've ever had, most people they've ever helped. And they had to close for up to 2 months. It's insane. So I'm not talking from theory. I'm talking from experience. And I'm in the game. I have 9 practices myself. We had 6,000 people pre-booked in the schedule when we were told we had to close. That was a logistical nightmare. I'm going to teach you my lessons, my learnings, my online strategy, etc. So see you on the 16th and 7th, or 16th and 17th. Click on the link below and you can choose whatever suits you best. I really want to serve. We always sell these out, if you will. 300-400 docs registering for all of them. I'll see you there.